a reading from the book of Numbers. On the way, the people lost patience. They spoke against God and against Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is neither bread nor water here. We are sick of this unsatisfying food. At this, God sent fiery serpents among the people. Their bite brought death to many in Israel. The people came and said to Moses, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Intercede for us with the Lord to save us from these serpents." Moses interceded for the people, and the Lord answered him, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on the standard. If anyone is bitten and looks at it, he shall live." So Moses fashioned a bronze serpent, which he put on a standard. And if anyone was bitten by a serpent, he looked at the bronze serpent and lived.
In this reading, we have a prefigurement of Jesus Christ himself. So the people looked at the bronze serpent and they lived. So by putting our own faith in Jesus Christ and looking to him, then we have life eternal. But let's just enter into the scene. So the Israelites have been making their way through the desert. They've gone through Massah, where God has provided water for them. They've been provided with manna from the desert. They were just about to go through the land of the Edomites, but they were not permitted to come through because the king of Edom did not give them permission. So they've had to make this huge detour around it. So they're not feeling too good. And so they're complaining. And sometimes life can be a hard slog. Perhaps not today, as it's a summer's day and we're feeling relaxed after our summer holidays. Though at other times it can feel like we're just trudging through the desert. There's no fun, no variety in life, and there's just continuous suffering. God was providing manna for the Israelites miraculously, yet they were fed up with it. Deserts are harsh places. This is true today, and it was back then, in the time of the Israelites' exodus. You needed to know the land and where to find water and food in order to survive. So God was making it easier for them by providing manna every single day to sustain them. It's the same for us today. We travel through difficult times, but God always sustains us by providing us with what we need each day along the way. We pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," and God does provide. What is your manna? Is it Mysteri Lucis who helps you? Is it your spouse, special friend? Or is it a place that you'd like to visit? Are you grateful to God for your manna? Or do you complain about it? Now, these fiery serpents, or dragons, are mentioned in a few places in the Bible. They appear in the book of Isaiah, and we see them in the book of Revelation. Obviously, Satan is actually personified as a dragon. The Hebrew word is seraph, from which we get the word seraphim, which is a type of angel. The dragon appears in the mythology of many countries, including my own. We have in Wales, we have the actual dragon as the flag. And in a lot of old maps of England, you see here be dragons. And also in China, there's a lot of mythology about dragons there, and in many other countries. So were the fiery serpents described here supernatural creatures that God sent to purify his people with fire? Or were they merely ordinary snakes with a poisonous bite? The punishment of death does seem severe. But remember that without the manna, many would have died along the way. Now at this point, we could look at the bigger picture. Why were the Israelites trudging through the desert in the first place? Now the story begins around 700 years earlier when God called Abraham out of Ur to Canaan, the promised land. Abraham responded and he prospered in Canaan. And so did the next two generations after him, the generations of Isaac and Jacob. However, due to a famine, Jacob and his family moved to Egypt. But unfortunately, they stayed there for many centuries after that. After the famine had ended, why didn't they leave and go back to Canaan, the promised land? Perhaps they had become too settled in Egypt, living off its luxury and worshipping the gods of the Egyptians. Perhaps they'd forgotten their own God, the God of Abraham. Maybe they'd forgotten God's promise to Abraham. God's original plan was not that the Israelites live in Egypt. So he had to get them back to Canaan, the land he had promised to them. Particularly now that they had ended up as slaves under the Egyptians. So that's why they were in the desert. And God used the desert experience to purify his people, to prepare them for the promised land. Basically, he was getting them out of Egypt, but he was also getting Egypt out of them. What about you? Where are you supposed to be? Are you stuck in Egypt? Is Egypt still stuck in you? Or are you on your way through the desert? Are you trudging through desert land? Or are you in the promised land? This is a good time of the year to look at the big picture and take stock of where we are, to listen attentively to God's voice so that we do his will. What is the big picture for you? Now, the story of the bronze serpent is full of typology. We can see even in it an illustration of the whole story of salvation. Adam and Eve were living in Eden, God providing for their needs and sustaining them on a daily basis with the fruit of Eden. Then a serpent comes along, bringing death to them. But it is through death itself that we have received redemption from death. Through Jesus' death on the cross, we are saved. Just as the Israelites only needed to look at the bronze serpent, so it is with us, that we just need to look with faith at Jesus on the cross in order to be saved from death and sin. Now, the serpent was made of bronze. What is the significance of this? This story takes place in the 13th century BC, which was during the Bronze Age. The area the Israelites was passing through had copper mines. It was called Arabah, where they could use copper to make bronze. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus, the Son of Man, is described as having feet of bronze, refined in a furnace. And this bronze represents his judgment. He is the judge. But it also represents his slowness to judge, in order to give us time to repent. So we see a lot of that in this story from Numbers. We see God's judgment, but we also see his mercy and his forgiveness. Just as bronze is made in a furnace, Jesus also passed through the furnace of his suffering and passion in order to be made perfect, as described in Hebrews 2 verse 10. The same is true for ourselves. We also at times pass through suffering, but it's in order to make us perfect, so that we are prepared for the promised land and eternal life with God in his presence.